Welcome to the Government Technology Insider podcast series. I'm your host, Matt Langan, and thank you for joining us today. The Department of Defense and civilian agencies rely on secure networks and often physical environments to complete crucial work. Because of this, and compared to the commercial world, a far lower percentage of federal employees were authorized to telework prior to COVID-19 social distancing policies that forced them to work from home. Also prior to COVID-19, approximately 40% of federal civilian employees were authorized to telework part-time. The percentage was far lower for DoD employees. The sudden shift in an office work culture to teleworking has caused a wholesale change in support requirements from networks to equipment to communications and productivity tools. And today we're speaking with Tim Stone, Verizon UC lead for the Department of Defense, more about this topic. And Tim, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Excellent. Well, let's jump right in. So the Department of Defense and other federal agencies rely on secure office environments. And with this in mind, how has this changed with COVID-19 and teams collaborating?
Well, in a pre-COVID-19 world, most federal employees, and especially in Department of Defense, would meet face-to-face, either in conference rooms or their general work environment. And with COVID-19, probably 80% of those folks are working from home. So now they have to rely on collaboration tools and phone calls and audio conferencing to do the things they used to do within secure facilities. And to actually support that, the agencies have been forced to rapidly expand their network capacity. And that's anything from traditional PRIs for voice to expanding IP bandwidth to enable employees to access those tools internal to DoD, as well as a build out of secure VPN capabilities, build out of SIP trunking capabilities, and many other tools. So within the last 4 weeks, we've probably done more expansion than you typically would do in a year or so. And in addition to that, because you can only build so much to get in from outside, DoD CIO and other technology leaders within the federal government have authorized the use of cloud-based tools like WebEx, Zoom, Skype for Business, and others. And we've also expanded external access to audio conferencing for DoD customers, as well as many civilian agencies.
Great insights there overall, Tim. I really appreciate that. And let's switch over and talk about security concerns for these collaboration tools. Do these security concerns exist, and how can users prepare for this?
Absolutely. DoD and other civilian agency leaders have always been extremely concerned about security. And on the civilian and the DoD side, there are published guidelines. One is FedRAMP that sets a process for defining the sensitivity of data used and importance of that data, and sets requirements for commercial providers for how they have to structure their environments to support those security levels. And on the DoD side, there's a plethora of documents and guidelines on the deployment and use of cloud computing capabilities. Some of them are the DoD cloud cyber protection guidelines, as well as what are called security resource guides that guide DoD employees in the deployment and use of cloud capabilities. So these are very important tools, and that's guided the adoption of cloud computing really for the last several years. However, that cloud adoption has been very slow on the federal government side compared to the commercial world. I see that changing a fair amount as we move forward, but the key is to have those strict standards and ensure that commercial providers adhere to those and that the government employees understand those guidelines and follow them.
That's great. And certainly the pandemic has created a new reality for pretty much everybody in the entire world. And from a DoD perspective, do you see all of these efforts here changing the workflow and preparedness for the DoD and the rest of the government going forward in the future?
Absolutely. I mean, this has definitely been a wake-up call, I think, for many leaders. And it will certainly accelerate adoption of cloud capabilities. And all these leaders are going to do thorough reviews of their continuity of operations, process and policies and funding. I think this is really going to change, the way technology is funded in the federal government, where still today it's very capital oriented. In the future, I think it's going to become more of a expense-based, basically paying for capabilities as opposed to buying capabilities. So it'll be a sea change coming out of this. We can already see it in discussions with senior leaders today. As we've gotten past the initial crisis period and we've gotten to a stable state of supporting the COVID-19 environment, the leaders are already saying, hey, what can we do better in the future? How can we change the way we do things and prepare for future events? Definitely going to be a big change.
Yeah, great. And along those lines, with this change, do you see in DoD secure environments like this, just remote work being more of a possibility or happening more once the pandemic is over?
So there'll definitely be greater flexibility for teleworking. Yeah, and there's various levels of sensitivity of information. And a vast majority of information is what would be considered SBU, which is sensitive but unclassified. And there's also just general data that is publicly accessible. The folks that work with that type of information, that's the area where you're going to see much more flexibility for remote work. Obviously, the people that deal with highly sensitive information are still going to be somewhat restricted in where they can work. But there's even technology today being introduced that will enable remote work for those people as well.
That's great. This is a wrap for our podcast interview with Tim Stone, Verizon UC lead for the Department of Defense, who was kind enough to share his insights on this new horizon of telework in the Department of Defense in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. And we would like to thank you for listening to this episode of the Government Technology Insider podcast series. And be sure to join us for future episodes where we continue to speak with Verizon experts about a wide range of topics regarding COVID-19. And Tim, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
We would like to thank you for listening to this episode of the Government Technology Insider podcast series. Be sure to join us for future episodes where we continue to speak with Verizon experts about a wide range of topics with regards to COVID-19.